we went down, you know, it's a typical trip, and this time we rented a car, and we went into the car rental place, and the lady who was handling the rental, she looked to me like she might be Filipino. So we went through all our business, and we were getting ready to leave, and I just asked her, I said, where are you from? She said, Philippines. And we, Karen and I both thought, yeah, we thought you were. And we told her that about Rolly, that we knew somebody from the Philippines, and then we said, what part of the Philippines are you from? And she said, Cebu. And I said, really? I said, I've been there. And she's no kidding. She was very surprised that we would even be there, much less her town. So we talked a little bit more, and then she said, why would you go to Cebu? And I will let Karen take over from there.
She asked us that, and Kurt says, well, have you ever heard of Operation Christmas Child? And she just lit up, and she was so excited. She said, yes, I got a box when I was 8 years old. She said, I still have the box, and I still have the doll. She said, I can't believe that Americans sent that to me. And so she told us how excited she was and that she still had the box. And we got to talk with her a while and got a picture taken with her. And her name was Aileen. And I think Brent's going to bring up that picture. We were hoping to get, when we returned the car, we were hoping to get a little interview with her. We asked her if she had done the Bible study, and she had said yes, that she had. But we never got to know if she had accepted Christ. But we were going to interview her when we brought the car back and get it on tape, and we never got to do that. Never stand next to a Filipino. They make you look so big. They're so tiny. But that's me and Aileen. But we did bring her. I had a cookie jar of cookie dough that I had made, or, you know, to make, and a...
we basically packed her another shoebox.
We basically packed her something to when we left, and she was not there at the when we turned in our car, but we left her a note, we left her a card from the church, and we're hoping that she calls us, and I also left her that book, The Case for Christmas, about Jesus. So pray for Aileen. She was very sweet, and she lit up when she talked about the shoebox and said that she still had the box. I don't know what kind of shape it was. We were hoping to ask her to bring the box, and we never got a hold of her before we turned in the car. So to be continued, we hope to have a relationship with her, and we're going to go to that rental car each time we go down, so we do get to build up a relationship. So thank you for sending those boxes, and it really does touch lives. And we wanted to ask her, is that one of the reasons she's in America? Because she was so touched that Americans would send shoeboxes to people they didn't even know. She said she did go through the discipleship class, but we didn't get to see if she had accepted the Lord after it, and that was one of the things we wanted to ask her on our return visit that we didn't get to ask her. So we're going to follow up with her, but continue to pray for her.
Yeah. And it just shows how important it is to them that she would, I don't know how old she is now, 30s maybe, but for 20-some years, she's kept the shoebox, the empty shoebox. That's how important it was to her, and the doll that was in it, too. So we're making a difference. That's the point we wanted to share with you on it.